Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 0 abstentions.
The United States on Wednesday vetoed a UN Security Council resolution for a ceasefire in Israel's war in Gaza. Of the 15-member council that voted on the resolution, only the U.S. voted against, using its veto as a permanent council member to block the resolution. A senior U.S. official who briefed reporters on condition of anonymity ahead of the vote said the U.S. would only support a ceasefire that explicitly calls for the immediate release of hostages, which this resolution did not. Israeli forces killed at least 33 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, including a rescue worker, health officials said, as troops deepened an incursion along the territory's northern edge. U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Beirut on Tuesday, seeking to clinch a ceasefire agreement after the Lebanese government and Hezbollah agreed to a U.S. ceasefire proposal. Naim Qassem, Hezbollah's chief, says it reviewed the truce proposal and that a halt to hostilities was now in Israel's hands. Let it be known that we are negotiating under two terms. First, a complete and comprehensive cessation of aggression. Second, the preservation of Lebanese sovereignty. Whether it will be accepted is another story. Ansar, Israel's foreign minister, says they have to be given the ability to fight against Hezbollah if needed.
In any agreement we will reach, we will need to keep the freedom of to act if there will be violations.
Hochstein said he will travel to Israel on Wednesday to try to further secure the ceasefire. Syria state-run media say that a strike on the Syrian town of Palmyra killed 36 people and wounded more than 50, an attack that Damascus blamed on Israel. The Israeli military declined to comment. This is VOA News. With time running out, negotiators at the United Nations annual climate talks on Wednesday remained mired in the maze of a trillion-dollar money problem, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Yalcin Rafiev, COP29 lead negotiator, tells delegates our team's consolidating news to present a balanced first set of presidential texts.
This will include new collective quantified goal, the Just Transition Work Program, Mitigation Work Program, Global Goal on Adaptation, and the UAE Dialogue. We are aiming to release this text at around midnight. Another text will be released tomorrow morning.
But a lot still left to work out. Negotiators are still fighting over three parts of the issue: how big the numbers are, how much of it is grants or loans, and who contributes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. defense chief says the Biden administration will allow Ukraine to use American-supplied anti-personnel landmines to help it slow Russia's battlefield progress in the war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says Russian ground troops are leading battlefield movements instead of those more protected in armored carriers. The policy shift is aimed at helping Ukraine push back.
They have a need for things that can help slow down that effort on the part of the Russians.
It's the Biden administration's second major policy change this week, after the president's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made missiles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of workers marched in Athens on Wednesday to demand better pay and living standards, participating in a general strike that docked ships and disrupted rail and bus services across Greece. Stratis Donias is a core employee. Each time we go to the market and each time electricity bills land, we suffer small heart attacks. So we want real measures against the high prices, not inefficient government policies. Many Greeks saw their wages and pensions slashed in return for bailouts worth $297 billion during the debt crisis, which shaved a quarter off of Greece's economic output and nearly pushed the country out of the eurozone. Energy, food, and housing costs continue to outpace salary and pension increases. Pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai testified for the first time in his years-long national security trial on Wednesday. Prosecutors alleged that Lai had requested the U.S., among others, quote, to impose sanctions or blockade or engage in other hostile activities, unquote, against the Hong Kong and Chinese governments. Under oath in court on Wednesday, Lai said he had only relayed what was happening in Hong Kong and asked not for action to be taken, but for support to be voiced for the city. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.